Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
A familiar name comes through as a voice of reason to defend Carolina. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. After reading the column by Ron Morris, which was reprinted in the News and Observer, I went to the online version of the original piece from the state newspaper in Columbia to see the comments that followed. Most of them were from anti-UNC and ACC fans who basically disagreed with Morris's premise that the academic fraud in Chapel Hill goes on at most major college athletic departments to keep their jocks eligible. Lots of nitwits that the internet has given a voice. But the very last comment came from a former WCHL manager named Chris Moise, who now works in the digital department of the Discovery Channel in Nashville. What Moise said should be a column of its own, because he thoughtfully criticized Morris and all the other readers for their sweeping indictment of Carolina as a school that's always allowed what Rashad McCann's claims, and that the only difference between the Tar Heels and other culprits was that they got caught. Moise said whether any and all schools have easy classes for athletes is irrelevant, and presented the facts in the UNC case. A rogue department head was offering self-study classes that were viewed as substandard after a thorough investigation, Moise said. While this should have never happened, the idea that the university devised this system, as Morris claims, is blatantly incorrect and has been proven so. These classes were attended by regular students and student-athletes. Also, self-study classes have been around for decades and not devised to help athletes get through school. Moise said Morris should stop rewriting what's in the News and Observer, which, like the state, is a McClatchy-owned newspaper, and do his own research. And for a more accurate account of what has gone on in Chapel Hill, he directed readers to the Coaching the Mind blog by Bradley Bethel, a UNC learning specialist who's been a regular guest on this radio station in an attempt to get to the bottom of what really happened. Sure, there are ABC fans who love what's going on at Carolina, and even UNC alumni who are embarrassed by the scandal and want it to go away forever. So it was good to hear from a familiar voice, reading and reacting from another city, putting all of this sensationalism in its place. Thanks, Chris. Good to hear from you. This is Archansky. See ya.